here's a story from The World.
Last spring, as the world was still in the grips of the first wave of COVID, a now familiar refrain emerged among world leaders.
Recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is a chance to set the world on a cleaner, greener, more sustainable path.
This is a huge opportunity to do transformational changes.
We can build back better by building back greener.
Today on The Big Fix, we look at whether building back greener is happening.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
So is recovery funding moving the planet away from fossil fuels? Here's the world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler.
$1 trillion every year for the next 3 years. That's how much it would cost to build back better, according to the International Energy Agency. That would pay for things like solar panels, electric vehicle charging stations, and more energy-efficient buildings. This week, the agency released an analysis of how 50 countries are doing so far.
It's a bit of good news and a bit of bad news.
That's Daniel Wetzel, an energy analyst with the International Energy Agency.
Right now, the good news is that the investments mobilized by government spending today, we estimate to boost clean energy investment by about 30%.
And the bad news?
That needs to be three times that level in order to hit this $1 trillion target.
A separate analysis by the Energy Policy Tracker finds that the world's 20 richest countries have spent more public money on fossil fuels than on renewable energy in the past year and a half.
I think that countries are squandering this opportunity for green recovery.
Joel Jager with the World Resources Institute has been following recovery money since the early days of the pandemic. He points out that back then, countries were throwing money at whatever could help stop the economic freefall and help people survive. Now, some countries can be more strategic.
The big question is, are governments going to supplement that clean energy stimulus in the next 3 years with enough other clean energy investments to get us on track for the goals of the Paris Agreement?
That's a question in the U.S. Jager says as much as $1 trillion of climate spending proposed in President Biden's American Jobs Plan has been stripped out of the bipartisan infrastructure legislation being debated in Washington. Much of it will be back on the table as part of the Democrats' budget resolution this fall. Globally, most of the green recovery spending is happening in richer nations. Malango Mwowo is the managing director of Zeni Zeni Sustainable Finance in South Africa.
Some countries are still addressing the pandemic now, currently, so that recovery process hasn't even begun. They're fighting fires, essentially, with the pandemic at the moment.
To make a green recovery possible, Mwowo says developing countries first need vaccines. Then they need to be able to borrow money and get already promised funds from richer countries to invest in building back better.
Because without it, it just seems very bleak. I feel very bleak. If we don't take this opportunity now, I think, to show solidarity from an international finance perspective, I think it would be really a sad indictment on humanity.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is also calling for solidarity. At a speech in London this week, he argued the globe should pull together now, just like it did after World War II.
And that is precisely what we must do now. Treat climate crisis as the crisis it has become, and mount a response that is comparable to wartime mobilization, a massive opportunity to rebuild our economies after COVID-19, to build better. How many times have you heard that phrase after this pandemic?
Kerry said scaling up the development of clean energy technology is the biggest step for this decade. And he urged countries to come to the table with more ambitious plans at the next UN climate summit in Glasgow this November.
We can, in a little more than 100 days, save the next 100 years.
As it is, after more than a year of calls to build back better, the world is still projected to hit record-high carbon dioxide emissions by 2023. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.